Blog Talk Radio. Years in thy sight are but yesterday when it is past, as and as a watch in the night. I have read to you again, but the third time now, Psalms 1 through 4. And I'll ask that you see, if you did not understand what I have read, I want you to read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Most of you have a version of the Bible. Again, read Psalms 1 through 4. In fact, I will tell you to read all of it. It's only one chapter. I want you sheep to read the entire book, if you will. I thank all of my cousins who have called me in the last week. My cousin from Indiana, from Gary, Indiana, God bless you and your wife and children. I hear you a little bit. I can't hear very well, but sometimes my phone speaks up louder where I can say hi and bye. Nonetheless, I heard you this weekend when you called, and I was so glad to hear from you, as well as hearing from a cousin in Texas and my other cousin in Indiana. I thank the both of you for calling me, and I pray that you all are listening. So, I have read to you for the third time Psalms 90, verses 1 through 4. Now, when I look at my computer, I am in the book of Numbers, and I left off in Numbers 35, but my computer says I have to read Numbers 36. Therefore, I am going to start off where I left in Numbers 35, verse 24. That's where I will start in a few moments. I want to give you an opportunity to find that scripture. In the meantime, while you're looking at that scripture, Numbers 35, verse 24, I'm going to say a prayer and ask that you say your own prayer. You know what you need, and I sort of know, but I'll tell you this. I will say this prayer, and you say your prayer, and at the end I'll say amen. Father, which art in heaven, or Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving us this day. Even though it looks sort of rainy and a bit wet outside, thank you, it's not as bad as it has been. I thank you for all the things that you have provided for me and the rest of your sheep, those who are listening to this program, because they could have been somewhere else doing something else and not even paying attention to what it is I have to say for a sheep. I thank you for calling me out of the world and telling me to feed your sheep. Satan would not have done that, I don't think. I'm glad that I heard you. It took me 27 years. Oh, I'm deviating. I don't mean to deviate. Father, thank you for giving us good health and safe, sound mind. For saying sound minds and giving us prosperity that you have saved up for us. You have taken, I think it's Proverbs, I forget what, and I'm saying a prayer, I shouldn't be forgetting what it is that you have told us to say. I think it's in Proverbs. Thirteen, verse 22. You have saved the wealth of the sinners. You have laid up for the just, and I am just. I'm asking you for myself as well as all of those who are listening to me, that you would bless us with the wealth of the sinners. And I don't mean $2 or $3, but bless us with a lot of money where we can buy new homes and cars and whatever else, health, insurance, and all those things. Yes, I do ask you for a lot of things. Bless us with good health and prosperity and the ability to read your Bible and understand what has been read. Thank you, Father, for blessing us here in Detroit with good weather, even though it looks like the treasures of weather is coming to try and bring bad weather to us. But I ask that you continue to bless us with good weather, as well as keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us here in Detroit and all over the country, all over the world. But nonetheless, your will be done. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Amen. I thank you for allowing me to say this prayer. Now, I will introduce myself and then get into reading as much as you will allow me to read from Numbers 25, and as well as go into Numbers 20, 36 and read it all. And then come Friday, we will be in the chapter or in the Bible booklet on Deuteronomy. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I ask that our Father give you a good day, a blessed day, even if it's raining. Let it be a blessing to you, because you sheep honor our Father. I thank you for listening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And the only day that you are to keep holy is the Sabbath day, better known as Saturday. And you're supposed to keep it holy and rest. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, where you will find the Ten Commandments, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to read it for yourself, where it tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. And most of you do not do that. You are going along with the way of the world, where I choose not to. I don't care if you speak bad things about me, or, you know, a lot of the words that are in the Bible I cannot pronunciate. So I stumble across trying to say it to you, or say those words to you. Nonetheless, I will try to spell them out so you can look them up and pronunciate those words correctly yourself. Again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I usually do whatever all day Saturday, that rest on Saturday, and read my Bible too, as well as make phone calls as which receive them. But I don't do anything else. I want you, sheep, to have your 3 P's. And you say, what are your 3 P's? Well, I will tell you. They are your pen, pencil, pen, paper, just in case you want to jot down some of the scripture references that I may state to you. Nonetheless, some of you younger people, as well as older people, may have iPads and tablets, those new technologies that I am not used to. And I know that I should get used to those things, but I don't want to. I really should. I know that I should. I should be able to do that, those things, as well as all of you. Nonetheless, whatever God has allowed me to know, I thank him for that. Well, I thank his son for that. Hopefully you have found the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter 35, verse 24, where I left off last week. Now, I think I should start reading because I am sort of a slow reader. I don't read as well as most of you, but I try, and I'm trying to do what the Lord told me to do while I had a dream. And most of you, or many of you, don't believe that God talks to you. You will have dreams. He told me to feed his sheep in a dream. And I think back is in Numbers, I think it is Numbers 12. I think that's where you'll find it. In the book of Numbers, he'll tell you that. He comes to you in a dream. And that if you don't obey our Father, if he gives things high enough of you for you to do his word, I think you should do it. Nonetheless, let's start reading in the book of Numbers, chapter 35, verse 24. I'll read to you all of it and try to read as much as chapter 36 to you, and hopefully you all will understand. Let's read. Then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the avenger of blood, according to these judgments. Now, the avenger is a person that wants to perhaps hurt you or kill you because you shed someone close to him or her blood. That's the avenger. He wants to pay you back. Verse 25. Then the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hands of the avenger of blood. And the congregation shall, I am in verse 25, and I'll read that again while you're hearing. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the avenger of blood. And the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge where he was fled. And he shall abide in it until the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. Now, last week, if you can remember, I read that each city that our Father in heaven has given to the Israelites, they are to set aside six places on this side of Jordan as well as this side of where the Promised Land. And the Promised Land, I forget where it's at. I forget where that is right now. But nonetheless, that's what they're talking about. Let's go into verse 26. But if the slayer shall at that time come without the borders of the city of refuge, whether that is where he was fled, and the avenger, verse 27, and the avenger of the blood finds him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the avenger shall kill the slayer, he shall not be found guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. And after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for our statute of judgment unto you throughout the generations in all your dwellings. Whosoever killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, ye shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And he shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So he shall not pollute the land wherein you are, or blood it filleth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. So whoever, the land will not be satisfied unless that person is killed. Verse 34, defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit. And I was thinking of the place that the promised land is, Canaan. That's across the river from Jordan. And as we have learned in two chapters before, two and a half of our cousins that we don't know are over there. In the next chapter, I will probably tell those places to you, the other places to you, wherein I dwell, for the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. That's right. We are the children of Israel. And if you don't take the time to read this Bible, you will keep going until your death. Hopefully you are listening to me, because I'm telling you the truth. We are the children of Israel. Read read Revelation chapter 2 and 9, and again in verse 3 and 9. Those children over there are the children of Satan. They're saying that they are Israel, but they are not. They are lying to you. And if this Bible would tell you the truth, I don't know how those white preachers as well as black preachers get up and not tell you the truth about what this Bible is saying. If you read the Bible for yourself, you will read that we are the children of Israel, and they brought us over here as slaves. I want you to read, it tells you in Deuteronomy, and that's the next chapter we're going into after I read chapter 36 and verse Deuteronomy, what is it? Chapter 28, verse 68, or I forget where it is, but I've read it to you before, and maybe you were not understanding. It says that we were brought to Egypt again, and Egypt means that, I equate that to slavery. We were brought into slavery again, and we were treated badly as well. I want you to read Genesis chapter 15. I want you to read all of it. At the end, it tells you where our land should be, and it tells you those people who treated us badly or mistreated us, they are going to get the same punishment as we have had. In fact, we are going to be the one that punished them. And if you notice that the times of trouble is about to come, so you need to read your Bible so that you will know and become familiar with some of the things that will come upon us. I have babbled long enough. Let me read in chapter 36 of Numbers what's going on, and hopefully I will finish reading that within the next 16 minutes so that I will tell you to read chapter 1 of Deuteronomy. Let me read chapter 36 and verse chapter 36 in the book of Numbers. Verse 1 says, and the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, that's spelled M-A-C-H-I-R, the son of Manasseh, of the family of the sons of Joseph, came near and spake before Moses and before the princes of the chief fathers of the children of Israel. It was on the other side of Jordan. It was Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh. He's going over there on the other side of Israel. I have read that to you before. I want you to remember better than I do. And they said, the Lord commanded my Lord to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zephlohan, our brother, unto his daughters, if they married, let me read verse 3 again, if they be married to any of the sons of another tribe, the children of Israel, then their inheritance be taken from their inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereto they are received. When shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance? Verse 4, and when the Jubilee, and that's like a festival or a carnival or a ceremony of the children of Israel shall be, then shall the inheritance be put unto the inheritance of the tribe unto they are received. So their inheritance should be taken from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. That is just saying that the children of Zelophehad, his daughters, if they marry it into the tribe, then whatever their inheritance is, it will stay in the family of the tribe of the Jews. And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the words, to the word of the Lord, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph has said, well, this is the thing which the Lord doeth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad. That's spelled Zelophehad, saying, let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of our father shall they marry, and shall be, excuse me, let me read verse 7 for you again, hearing. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from the tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his father, his fathers, and every daughter that passes, that possesses an inheritance in the tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his father. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one of the tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribe of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance. So I know that you sheep need to read that again. I need to finish up so we can go in to Deuteronomy next week, Friday. I come on the airways twice a week, Tuesday at 11 a.m. and on Fridays at 5 p.m. Verse 10, even as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad. For Mahlan, Charazon, and Hoglahad, that's spelled H-O-G-L-A-H, and Miscow, or Milcow, that's spelled M-I-L-C-A-H. Let me spell her name again. M-I-L-C-A-H, and Noah. These daughters of Zelophehad, that's spelled Z-E-L-O-P-H-E-H-A-N-D, were married unto their father's brothers' sons. And they were married unto the families of the son of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their fathers. Verse 13, these are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. Now that ends the reading of chapter, all of chapter 35, as well as all of chapter 36. I hope that you all understood pretty much what I was saying, that the inheritance of the children of Israel should not change hands from one job to another. Every one of the children of Israel shall keep their own tribe with their own inheritance of their tribes of their fathers. Every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife of one of the tribes. Now that was pretty much chapter 36. We've come to the end of chapter 36. We've read the entire chapter of Numbers as well as next week or next Friday. I want you all to read Numbers 1. In fact, I will start reading to you what is said about Deuteronomy. This is the fifth book of Moses. You know, and I didn't write this down. I remember the other night what one of my co-workers said, that because he was a Jew, and that they follow Esther Torah. They follow the first five books of Moses as well as the Torah. That's what he told me. I just remember. Thank you, God, for bringing that to my remembrance. And they follow, he said, the Torah and the first five books of Moses, but they do not celebrate Jesus in the way that I celebrate Jesus. I believe he was the Son of God. They are still waiting for the Son of God. He has already come to my book. That's why I say they are the children of Satan, calling themselves us. We don't even know it. Why? Because we have not read the Bible. Most of us have not read the Bible. And some of us who have read it don't understand it fully. Because I've read it twice. Now I'm reading it to you sheep for the third time, and I don't quite understand all of it. But what I have read all the way from Genesis to Exodus to Numbers, Leviticus and Numbers, I'll understand much more because I have paid attention. Ask God to help you to open up your eyes and your ears so that you can understand. And I sometimes have to shake my head. Those people know that they are not given to the real Jews. We are. It'll tell you. I think it was in, it may have been in the book of Genesis, at the end of Genesis, where we learned that Joseph was a Jew. It could have been in the book of Exodus. Yeah, I think that's where it was. That's why I asked you, sheep, to read for yourself, so you will know what I'm saying to you is the correct thing. Now, let me see. The book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, Moses, the Upper Desert Discourse consists of stories of farewell managers by Israel, 120-year-old leader. It is addressed to a new generation destined to possess the land of Israel. That's us. God is coming back. He is getting ready to put us over there. Have you heard what was going in the news? Start being watchers so we will know. Those who survived 40 years in the wilderness wandering, and we were put in slavery again. We are the true Jews. No other nation has suffered all the things that we have suffered. And that's why our Father in heaven, we are going to come out of this country, it says, with great wealth. And those who put us in slavery or in bondage, we are going to do the same to them as they have done unto us. And I pray that my Father will allow me to live to see it done to them, because they have hurt me, caused me to do some bad things by making bad laws. Made bad laws that tell you to wear pants. Well, I wear pants only when I'm working in my garden or going to bed in my pajamas. When I go out, I usually try to wear a skirt. And I ask our Father to bless us financially. I know that I need a financial blessing right now. Excuse me. I really need one right now. Let us have a closing word of prayer. And you can say your own prayer if you like. And when I said my prayer earlier, I had meant to say amen after you had said your prayer, because I know that you are listening. I want you to remember Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they rejected knowledge. When we were put in slavery, many of us would not have rejected knowledge, Father, had we been given the opportunity to read your Bible. Although many of us don't want to read now, we've gone so long, we just don't read it. You say that I will reject you, those that shall be no priests to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. I ask, Father, look into the situation. We were put in slavery and not allowed to read. Again, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, it says, study to show yourself approved. Many of you don't do that, and you should, as well as you should go to church on a Sabbath day, which is a Saturday, but you go on a Sunday. When our Father, I ask that our Father forgive you for not doing as he told you to do, if it's nothing bad. And, well, you're not honoring our Father by attending church on Sunday. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you should. Our Father, thank you for allowing us to read the Bible and keeping us so that we can bring the word of the Bible to those who do not read what is said. And I'm so glad that you have chosen me to say what I say. Father, thank you for protecting us from the evil one that Satan. Keep him away from us who are following what you have written, your words. And I want to thank both my cousins. I want to thank Joyce Faye down in Texas and my cousin Andre in Indiana for calling and checking. Well, I called Joyce for the number I didn't recognize, and it was Joyce at the other end calling, trying to talk with my brother, but she got me. And I thank you for letting us talk for as long as we did, and hopefully you allow us to meet again soon. Let's see. God loves you, sheep, as well as I do. And I'm trying my best to be obedient to our Father. Much of you, I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 1 for Friday afternoon's lesson. Remember, I love you.
Father,
God does too. And I want to ask you,
help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
It's called high and lifted up.
And teach them.
My nephew is the producer of that
to love one another.
High and lifted up.
That heaven might find
a place
in their heart. He won't let you down. And I know He loves
you
forever. In my heart, we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.
Come back next week, sheep, or this Friday, and listen to me. I love you all. Goodbye. Goodbye for now.